Today daf is brachas daf nun ches. Brachas nun ches. And just scheduling note. Well, first this year again is sponsored by the Orlinsky family, the Zecher Nishpas Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinsky and Chaim Abba ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman. And also these dafim are sponsored also by Eddie and Batya Jacobs in honor of their upcoming marriage of their daughter Nomi to Dor Ariel. Mazel Tov. And we should all share many simchas together. Scheduling note, starting from Maseches Shabbos, the daf will be, the new daf will be offered on OU.org. OU.org. We thank all the past sponsorships and hosts, but starting from Maseches Shabbos, which is next Friday. So next Friday, Be'ez Hashem, will be on OU, Be'ez Hashem, as we get into another, every Masechta is amazing, but as we continue our journey on this road, learning, going through day by day, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so Daf Nun Ches, we are on top of Nun Ches Ben Aleph, we are in the Sugyas of Dreams, hope everybody enjoyed all the symbolisms yesterday, relating to everything that one might have seen in a dream. And today we continue along that way, but we are out of dreams. We are out of dreams now. Now we just have a relating to inyanim of Bircha Shevach Vahoda'a, the Chulu, which is the major crux of this parak as well. Amar B'Yirmiya Ben Elazar, Niskalel LaBavel, Niskalelu Shcheineha. When Bavel was cursed, when Bavel was punished, so then it's neighbors were also punished, like Rashi says on top, Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheino. Niskal l'Shomron, Nizbarchu Shcheineha. But when Shomron was cursed, then Nizbarchu Shcheineha. Nizbarchu, it's Shcheinim got a bracha. Why is that? Because the punishment of Bavel is not like the punishment of Shomron is another name for Yerushalayim. Right? We say, there are three or four kinos we say after Eicha, on Tisha B'Av night. One of them is all about Shomron va'ahaliva. Right, those are the two names of Yerushalayim. So says the Gemara that we don't apply the principle when Bnei Yisrael are punished that oy, because the punishment when it comes to Am Yisrael has a certain purpose, a certain tachlis, that it's not just that punishment, you went overboard, but it's to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the regular rule of Ayla Rasha Ayla Shechina does not apply. Niskala Bavon, Niskala Shechina HaDechsiv, Vesamti Elamorash Kipod, Va'agme Mayim. And I left everything desolate. So once a certain area gets desolate, and all the surrounding areas also get desolate. Niskala Shomron, Nisparchu Shechina, Dechsiv, Vesapti Shomron La'ai, Hasadela Matoi, Karim V'chulu. But you see, the vineyards were still okay, and the surrounding areas were okay as well. V'chulu. Vamar Hamnuna. Here we go. It's getting into some Bircha Shevach. Haroeh Uchlusa Yisrael. If someone sees myriads of Jews, what does that mean? 600,000, certain major population of Jews. Rashi says, Shishim Ribo, Omer Baruch Chacham Arazim. Blessed is he who's wise, who knows the secrets, who knows about every person. Rashi, Yodea Masha Belev Kal Elu. There are so many people, but Hashem knows about every person. Omer Busha Imchem V'chulu. Your mother should be embarrassed. V'chulu. Uchlusi Yisrael. This is a major machlokas Rashi and the Rambam here. Rashi says here, if you see many Jews, the Rambam may be based on a Gemara coming up a little later on our Amud, has a limitation here. The Rambam says, Vim Yisrael Haim Ube'eretz Yisrael. Mivarech, Barachat Hashem, Chacham Harazim. The Rambam adds in the condition of only in Eretz Yisrael. You see, 600,000 Jews in Chutz La'aretz, you do not make this bracha, according to the Rambam. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. The Kesef Mishnah suggests it's based on a line later on in our Amud, which Be'ez Hashem will get to soon, but he suggests maybe it's a Machlokas Tanaim, Machlokas Amaraim, between whether it's only in Eretz Yisrael or not, because the Gemara here does not mention it. The Tzlach here says, why? Because only in Eretz Yisrael do many Jews together reflect Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chachma, because, I'll just find a line, if not I'll just keep going, because of Avira de Eretz Yisrael is Machkim, based on that line of the Gemara elsewhere, so the Tzlach connects it to there, but either way it's Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. Why would it have to do specifically halachically with Eretz Yisrael? So there are a number of halachos that are not connected to the land of Eretz Yisrael, but what the Achronim call Shem Eretz Yisrael. Example, Egla Arufa, or par helam davar shel tzibur, just to say Maseches Harias, right? If most of Klal Yisrael do an avera by accident because Bez Din told them the wrong thing to do, so instead of each person bringing their own carbon chatas, if it was the majority of the Jewish people, so then Bez Din brings one carbon on behalf of all of them. So how do you determine the majority of Klal Yisrael? Says the Gemara, the majority of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. That's how you determine the majority of Klal Yisrael. Because Ikri Kahal, only the Kehila at Eretz Yisrael. So there are a number of halachos that have nothing to do with the land. But it's tali on Eretz Yisrael because of the halacha of Shame Eretz Yisrael. Right? Rabbi Sachs, in his Sefer, I didn't bring it, on Maseches Psachim, he catalogs four or five of the halachas. The Menachas Chinuch also talks about this in a number of places. So this goes on the list as well. A law that is limited to Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam, which has nothing to do with mitzvahs atzliyos ba'aretz. Good. Busha imchem. So what is the if you see a uchlusi of umos ha'olam, you say the opposite. Busha imchem. I saw in the Chashuke Chemed, he talks about a certain type of busha. He says, she'ela, ba'artzot ha'bris, nitfas ganav, Shishalach yado, I just have to sneeze, but Melechas Re'ehu, the ganav mi supermarket. It was a case. Somebody was a ganav, he stole from a supermarket, and the judge fined him that he has to pay for what he made up, but he also has to, for 1 week, walk around across the street from the supermarket with a sign that says, Ani ganavti. I stole. Ha'im lefi Taras Yisrael, onesh kazeh mekubal. Would this be a Jewish type of idea? Or do we say, no, it's yotermi de'achzari. It's an embarrassment to the family and to the parents. Busha imchem. That's what he talks about it here. Because of that pasuk that one has to say, if once he's a chalusei, ubosa olam. So he says, well, the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis, in Daf Memtes, a person who does not want to feed his young children. The Gemara talks there about what are the limits, about how old does the son have to be, how old does the daughter have to be. The Gemara in Daf Memtes discusses that. So the Gemara says that if a person does not want to support his young children that he's supposed to, where mamidimoso amachum gavol berchova shall hear, for who has more, he has to be machris, a raven. From this Gemara, ha o raven lo marachim albanav, v'gamani lo marachim albanai. So you see, Judaism does believe in that. He says maybe not. He says maybe there it's getting him to do it. There it's all a motivational factor to get him to do it. While here it's a punishment. It's already done. So you might think you were allowed to, he doesn't quote it, but that's the idea of kofen al mitzvah saseh. The Yonah Diyom, the Gemara says, if somebody refuses to build a sukkah, I'm not building a sukkah, I don't care, I want to stay in my house, so Bezit could force him to build a sukkah, and makin oso, right, that's a tasty nafsho. Isn't that worse than Malkus, you only give 39? The answer is because by the makin oso, a tasty nafsho, that's to get him to do it. It's not a punishment. Versus Archaim Misas, there's Archaim Misas. But makin oso, tasty nafsho, that's preventative. See, here too, says, says if Zolberstein, it could be that one would not be allowed to do it. So he doesn't answer it. He says that at the end. He says, but what if somebody bought a car and it was pugum and the mocher fixed it, but the lokeach, the buyer, is not interested? Is he allowed? The other guy called him such agmas nefesh. Is he allowed to hang up a sign that says, if anybody wants to go buy a car from this guy, come talk to me first? Or, you know, giving you the impression that he wants to ruin the guy's business. Is he allowed to do that? If he was ripped off, is that preventing lifnei iver? Or is that, no, ruining this guy's parnasa? But this is all related to busha imchem, as he has here. Okay, we continue. Tana Rabbanan, haroa, we said that, it's repeating it. Their minds aren't the same, and their faces aren't the same. That's why we say the bracha. What's the double lashon of minds and faces? Says the Ben Yehoyada. Tupshatim. A couple of Ben Yehoyadas today. Number one, this is what makes us different than animals. Animals generally all think alike. All of the same species, generally, and they all look alike. They all look alike, unless you're like a real expert zoologist. So you can't tell the difference between, you know, I was in the zoo yesterday with my kids, right? All the monkeys, they all look the same. But he says, but people, that's number one. Da'at Rabbi Sevi Abayi Shev Elu Hashtayim Nivdal Ha'adam Mibali Chayim Echad B'das Va'Seichel Va'Beis B'Sad Ha'Parsav Shebrei Adam Ein Par Pusav Fein Shavin Va'Sheikid Bali Chayim Par Tufein Domin Zel Azeh Kol Min V'Mino. Number one. Number two, he says, fascinating, he says, this is what makes the world exist. Because if everybody thought the same and looked the same, society wouldn't be able to function. We'd all be doctors. We'd all be, you know, whatever. We'd go into the same business. We'd all have the same tastes. And we wouldn't be able to function. Because I have to be good at one thing, and you have to be good at something else, and he has to be good at something else. That's how society functions. So you have to have daitan ein andomen zel azeh. And partzufein. Imagine if we all looked exactly. We were all twins. We're all identical twins. He says, Reuven would be Baal Esha Shimon, v'chein lahefech, and Reuven would buy Nachla Shimon. He says, the world wouldn't be able to function. Right? All of husbands and wives would look the same. Right? So it would be impossible. So you have to have dietary to parts of fame different in order for the world to function, and that's the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see 600,000 people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unbelievable. Right? That's why the faces are different, and that's why the minds are different. Good. Ben Zoma ra'a uchlusia agavmala b'harabayis. Ben Zoma saw uchlusia of Bnei Yisrael on Harabayis. This is one of the lines that could have tipped off the Rambam. It was dafka Harabayis. That's why it's in Eretz Yisrael. Omar baruch hacham harazim u'baruch shebaruch kol elu l'shem she'ini. Et baruch Hashem. Hashem created all these people to serve me. Kiv Eger says it was chas v'shalom b'derach gaiva. Chas v'shalom. But he was just saying, mitzias-wise, that he was, as we'll see, was very well off, and he was able to have a lot of people serve him, and he recognizes that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu haya omer, kami yigios yag Adam HaRishon. How much? Adam HaRishon had so much tircha, ad shematza pas lechol, until he had bread. What do you have to do? Charash, zara, katzer. You got to do all the sidur de pas. Amari winnowed v'dash and he threshed v'zar. I'm sorry. Amari gathered, dash he threshed. Zari winnowed, barer v'talkin v'hirkin v'lash v'afa. All the lamedes malachas, first 11, right? Sidur the pas v'yakach achal, and then he was able to eat v'ani mashkim u'motzi kolelu musukan l'fanai, and I find everything musukan in front of me. By the way, this hemshuch fits in beautifully to the ben yoyada that we just said. Says he had to do everything himself, but now, you know, people do it for me. Everybody has their own umnes, their own parnasa, and I'm able to have find it ready in front of me. And then the next stage, the next set of lametes malachas, until he find a beged. Gazaz, he had to shear the wool from the animal, v'libit, and clean it for nafats, and comb it for tav, and spin the thread, v'arag, v'akach masa beged lobosh. I guess he didn't do the batei nirin, but he had to do everything up until the begadim. And he mashkim emotze kolelim sukal lefanai. Right, I have everything. So one of the achronim just makes the ha'ara. The first one on the list is charash. Did he plow? We mentioned in the past. There's a beautiful medrash, fascinating medrash in the end of Parshas Bereishis, which talks about how Noach was the first one in history with independent digits, separated fingers. Adam was like was born like a mitt, like a mitten. Noach was the first one that had fingers. That's why they called him Noach. Because they realized he would be able to hold a tool. Adam couldn't hold a tool. How did he dig? He had all his fingers together. Noach was the first one. He was able to plow. So it says charash, but it means like something like charisha. Because Adam really couldn't really be charish. Good. Kol umo shoktos. This is Kil Ben Zoma talking. Kol umo shoktos ubos lepetach besi. All the umos come to my nation and to my pesach. V'ani mashkim umosi kol elu lefana. And I find everything. Good. Hu haya omer orach tov ma omer. What is a good guess say? He recognizes that it's all a present. Kama tirchos tarach balabayis b'shvili. Oh, you know what the balabayis did for me? Unbelievable. Kama basar hevi lefanai. Kama yayin hevi lefanai. Kama gluskos hevi lefanai. What the balabayis did for me, he brought me wine and bread and everything good. And he did it for me. I have such hakaras hatov. That's how we have to feel. We're an oreach tov in this world. That's how we have to recognize. We're an oreach tov. It's clear. That's the hemshech of the Gemara. We're guests. Right? The famous Chafetz Chaim. Right? Where's all your furniture? He said, where's all your furniture? He says, I'm just passing through. Chafetz Chaim answers, I'm also just passing through. I'm a reach tov. A reach ra, ma omer, ma tarach, tarach balabai yaseh. What did this guy do for me? Pasach as achalti, how much should I eat? I ate one bread. Big deal. What did he do for me? Chaticha achas achalti, kos echa shasisi. Yeah, he went to the store anyway. What's the big deal? He got one more little challah for me. He didn't do anything for me. And that is in Orach Ra. Period. And the man in the days of Shaul was Ba Ba'anashim. Not such a common phrase. We have Ba Ba'yamim. Baba Anashim, Amar Rabbi Vitamer of Zvid, Vitamer of Oshia, Ze Yishai Avi David. He says, Yishai, She Yatza Bechlusa, Vinichnas Bechlusa, Vidarash Mechlusa. He always had a multitude. He always had a myriad of people with him. Yishai was a well known Darshan and Talmud Chacham, and therefore he always had a tremendous group with him. If you remember, interesting, a number of times in Shas, whenever Yishai is mentioned, there's always, how many Yishais were there? Right, you have to mention Yishai Avi David, and David, right, so also the Gemara, and Baal Basra and Shabbos, we'll get to in a couple of months also, the four people that ever sinned, right, Yishai, Kilav, Amram, and Binyamin. So the Gemara also says, Yishai Avi David. So that's his claim. Amar Ula Naktinon Ein Ochlusa B'Bavel. Ula says, there's no Ochlusa except in Bavel, there's no Ochlusa in Bavel, Tana Ein Ochlusa B'Chusa Mishishim Ribo. It has to be 600,000. This is what the Kesef Mishnah points out, that the Gemara might have a machlokas here between the earlier Brisa and this statement of the Brisa, because in Echlusa B'Bavel, this where might be where the Rambam gets it from. You only make the bracha in Eretz Yisrael. Kesef Mishnah assumes it's a machlokas tanoim between this Brisa and up above, and the Rambam passes like this latter Brisa. That's what the Kesef Mishnah assumes. Tana Rabbana, next Gemara, next bracha. Haroach Chachma Yisrael. If somebody sees it, a major Talmud Chacham, Omer, Baruch Shechalak Michachma Soli Re'av. Blessed is Hashem who is Cholik Michachma to his ones who fear him. Chachma Ovdiko Chavim, Omer, Baruch Shenasan Michachma So. Our girsa is Labasar Vadam. The Gra changes it. It says Labar Yosef, but our girsa is Labasar Vadam. That's one. Next, Haroa Malchei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shechalak Micha Kvodo Liyireyav, Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, Omer Baruch Shenasan Mikvodo Libri Yosef, or Labasar Vadam. Good. So, a major issue whether we say these brachas Bezvan Hazeh. But even before that, the Marsha here says, the Taz quotes this Marsha in Shulchan Aruch. If one looks closely, one knows the difference between Nasan and Chalak. When it comes to Am Yisrael, when it says the Chachamim, it says Chalak. Because Chalak, that Chachma given to Yireyav, so that, or the quote, Kavod, of a Melech Yisrael, that's a Chalek of the Chachma and the Kavod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's connected. It's not giving something away and it's separate. But it's Chalek. Mashain came by the Umos HaOlam, it's an issue of Nasan. Says the Marsha. Uvechilko kilu cholek imahem chachmasoshi chachmas haTorah v'karam li reyav alagabe chachmei ovdiko chavim eno cholek lahem bichachmas haTorah elanosi lahem chachma da alma v'chulu. So he says that's why the note the difference between chalak and nasan. Number one. Number two. The other issue is how much whether these brachas are lamaisa bezman hazeh. So it's a major machlokas regarding both of them, regarding both the bracha on the great rabbis and the bracha on the covet of the Malachim, so they're both discussed. The Mishnah Berurah writes, as in Reish Chav Dalid, that one would only make the bracha on a melech if he has unique and sole power. But if he is governed by a congress, if he is governed by other governmental officials, then he would not be able to do whatever he wants, to kill anybody whoever he wants. So then you wouldn't say that. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Hashil tonim she'ein o melech aleihem l'shanos divrehem v'don v'horeg b'mishpat mevarech aleihem v'al asarim she'bemana ha'melech b'chol yir v'ir tov v'yashol levarech b'lo she'imu malchus. That's the Shiloh. Piskei Tshuvos here discusses what about most, as you have in some monarchies in the world, but most governments today, you know, they don't have total power, at least in one direction. They don't have total power to kill. They have power to get people off the hook, right? To pardon. So is that good enough? Uposkei zmanin kasvu ladun. This is the Piskei Tshuvos. Meaning malachim and nesiim umdinos shonos kasher kfufim him lamarachas amishpat shalom medina. Vein sabchus aladun v'lehero kavu b'yadam efsharis laseis chanina olitchos bakashos chanina. V'rabim eskimu she'efshal avarech aleihem. Many say yes. Because some poskim say they have to it has to be clear that they are the leader, just looking from the outside. And most leaders today, most, not all, wear the same thing that everybody else wears. They wear a suit. Well, you could, if you didn't know, you'd meet the president. You'd say, oh, that's the president. You wouldn't know. You know, you could have a lot of people wearing the same thing that he's wearing. Oh, if you have a certain country, that the queen or the other, if you have other ways to say it. So he says, kimat in all cases, it is a suffix. But there are some poskim that say it. But most of the time, l'chora, it would be without shame and malchus. Same thing as well with the other bracha. Abalav shachalach michachva soli reyav. Does one make the bracha there? If somebody would meet Rav Chaim Kanievsky, if somebody would meet one of the great chachamim. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's hard to know. Right? Do we say yiftach b'doro kishmuel b'doro? Do we say you go by the chachamim in your generation? Or do we say no? Is this Rabbi Akiva? Is this Rabbi Akiva Egg? I mean, we're not judging anybody. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's hard to pin down. The kamashir gadlo b'toro b'shar chachmos lo nizba'er v'lachein nimna'im atam ibrachazu. So he says that's why we don't make the bracha bezman hazeh, says the Aruch HaShulchan. But if you look in other poskim, and again here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes a couple of examples. He quotes that Rav Vosner remembers that the rugged shaver used to make younger shaver used to come to town, so they used to make the bracha when they saw the rugged shaver. And Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes that when he went to see the Chazon Ish, Rav Baron made the bracha, and Rav the Stipler says that the Stipler told, it's quoted in the Archas Rabbeinu, that the Stipler told Rav Chaim Kanievsky that when he saw the brisket rub, he should make the bracha. So again, there are Maisa Rav that the bracha was made. So there is flexibility here regarding these brachas. But here are major machlokas. If someone doesn't know what to do, always better selling brachas lahakel, not to say shem and malchus, because kimat all the brachas on this daf, many of the brachas, we don't say with shem and malchus. Okay, but there is flexibility if one wants to say it. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. La'olam yishtado adam. This Gemara, this is the third time we're having this already in the Masechta. La'olam yishtado adam la'rus la'kores malcha Yisrael. We should always try to go sing. See malcha Yisrael. La'olam la'kores malcha Yisrael. Bavad elafi la'kores malcha ovdei kochavim. Should always try to go see royalty and leadership. Why? Shem yizche yavchin be malcha Yisrael malcha ovdei kochavim. Because la'as lavo will really see what coven means. You know, go see what you think coven is now. Yeah, but you'll see what coven means. Loss of love. Rav Sheshes Aginar Havi. Rav Sheshes was blind. Havikazli Kuliyama Lukpuli Api Malka. Everybody was going out to see the king. The Kamazo Badai Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes also went out to greet the king. Ashkechayahut Stuki. There was a Stuki that saw him. Amar Le. He says Rav Sheshes Chatzvi Lanara Kigani Laya. You bring whole bottles to go fill up water at the river. Well, you bring a shard. A broken piece, meaning, what's your point? Why are you going to see the king? You're not going to see the king anyway. You can't see anything. Amar le, Rav Sheshes answers, Tachazi di adana tveminach. You'll see that I know a lot more than you. What does that mean? Cholav gunda kamaisa. The first group of armed guards went. Kika afsha, when they were making a lot of noise. Amar le, hahut stuki, asamalka. The stuki says, the king's here. Amar le, Rav Sheshes lo kaasi. Nope, he's not here yet. Cholav gunda tinyasa. Kika afsha amalei hutzuki hashaka asi malka. He's here now. Amalei Rav Sheshes lo kasi malki. He's not coming. Chalav tlisai. Third one. Kika shaska. When it was very quiet. This group. Amalei Rav Sheshes vade hashasi malka. Here's the king. Amalei hutzuki min alachah. How do you know? Amalei de malchusa de ara kein malchusa de rakia. Heavenly kings go like Basar Adam kings. Dichsiv. Say va'amata, or the opposite. Say va'amata b'hai l'fnei Hashem, v'dei Hashem over, v'ruach gedola, v'chazak, v'farei karim, v'mushaber salim l'fnei Hashem, lo b'ruach Hashem, v'yachar ruach rash, lo b'rash Hashem, v'yachar rash eish, lo b'eish Hashem, v'yachar eish kol t'bama daka. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes very quietly, and so does this king. Ki asa malka, pasav Rav Sheshes v'kam avarech lei. The king came, and Rav Sheshes made the bracha. Wasn't tali on re'iyah. He made the bracha. Amayot stuki. Lamandalo chazis like kamavarachis. You're making a bracha to he who you do not see. Umay havi ale daut stuki. No answer is recorded by Rav Sheshes there. What happened to that stuki? Iga damri chavroi kachlinu le'ene. Either mida kenegan mida. He got his eyes popped out. Iga damri. Rav Sheshes. Nasanena bo venasu gal shalat samas. Or Rav Sheshes gave him a look. Did he literally give him a look? Or did he figuratively give him a look? and the guy dropped dead on the spot, right? Because this guy was all about, it's all about Re'iyah, right? So Rav Sheshet says there's a lot more in life than just seeing. I think we mentioned 2 years ago on a Shavuos, Rav Asher Weiss connected this Gemara to a fascinating Gemara in Baba Basra. Remember the Gemara in Baba Basra? Rav Yochanan was giving shir, daf ayin heyam and aleph, and he says, you know, Lasu Lavo, they're going to be malachim, they're going to be taking these tremendous stones in Shamayim. Got the exact measurements. He says, they're 30 by 30 amos, and they're going to make a doorway, meaning the gates of Yerushalayim, the malachim are going to be engraving and chiseling, and there's a guy sitting in the back of the shir. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right, it's going to happen, Rabbi Yochanan. And then the guy goes out on a boat, and he sees a vision in Shamayim in the, on the boat. He sees Malachim doing this. He's like, oh my goodness. He runs back. The boat goes back to land. He runs back to Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, everything that you said is exactly true. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, you only believe me because of what you saw? Boom. Same Lashon used. Nasa gal shalat samos. He sees gal shalat samos. What's the connection? Our emuna, Rav Asher Weiss said, is not based on Re'iyah. Because if it's based on Re'iyah, there's nothing. What do you see in life? What do we see? Naaseh v'nishma. It's based on Shmia. Our emunah is based on Shmia. What we hear, our Mesorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is what we have earlier in the Masechta. Remember, we had five similarities between our Neshama and our Kadosh Baruch Hu back in the first parak. One of them is that they're both nireh ve'eino roeh. Right? They're both, we can't see them. Right? I'm sorry, roeh ve'eino nireh, the opposite, roeh ve'eino nireh. That's the Rav Asher Weiss connected these two gemaras, the gemara here, Brachas Nudches, and the gemara as well in Baba Basra, daf ayin hey. Okay, we continue. Rav Shila Nagde Lahuka. Next story. So that was the story about the Rav Sheshes. Now we have another. Rav Shila Nagde Lahuka Gavra de Baal Mitzris. Rav Shila gave Malkus to Sabat, who was Boel Mitzris. This, by the way, the Achor to point out, is the source for a Rambam. What is the level of Isser if somebody's Mezada with a Najew? So it's better to be, I mean, not better, it's less bad to be mezana with a non-Jewish married woman than with a Jewish married woman, that's for sure. But what about a non-Jew? So what is the Isser? So the Rambam says, in Yisurei Biyah, haven't opened this in a while, Yisrael Shabal Goya Mishar Umos Derech Ishus. If a Jew lives with a non-Jew, Rachmana Litzlan, has a permanent relationship, not a permanent, just serious, not just a one-time, right? But it's a permanent relationship. That's an Isidar Isa. This is the Rambam Shita. Machlokas Rishonim. This is the Rambam Shita. If one lives with a non-Jew, Derech Nus, one time, that is based on Tosfos in the last Amud, in the first parak in Yevamos. It's an ancient Isser Derabanan. It's not an Isser Daraisa, if it's one time. Havalabala goya derach znus, makin oso, makas mardus, mi divrei sofrim. Gzeir shem yavo lischate. So it could be the Rambam got it from this Gemara. See, Nagde, it doesn't say give him Malkus. Nagde, lo gavre de bal mitzvahs. So azal ocha be kurtzi be malka. So they went and told on him. They went and told on him to the government. Hilshon Olav Amar, Ika Chad Gavra B'Yudai, there's one amongst the Jews, to cut Dayan Dina below Hermana de Malka. There's somebody who's judging without your authority, they say to the government. Shadar Alei Pristika, they said the Shliach to him, Yasa Amri Leh, Maitama Nagdasi Lahai, why'd you give this guy Malkus? Amri Leh, to Baal Chamarta. He lived with a donkey. Baal Chamarta. Amri Leh, is the Chasadi? They said, you have any witnesses to that? Amri Lehu In, yes. Asa Eliyahu, it's be like Ke'inish ve'isid. Eliyahu Navi came just at the right time and gave testimony. Amri le, ihachi barktalahu. They said, he did this and there's a witness, he should have killed him. What do you mean, Malkus? Should have killed him. Amalu, he says, Anan miyoma de galinan me'arin, since we were running to Galus, less than reshusa l'mikdal. Sorry, there's no dini nefashis anymore. Atun matabisa ravidube. But you do whatever you want to do. So now, Rav Shila's like, uh-oh, right? But he's thinking to himself, he doesn't want to get this guy killed. So, at the Ma'ayinim Bedina, as they were deliberating, Pasak Rav Shila va'amar, Rav Shila started giving a shir. L'cha Hashem ha'gdula va'gavura v'chulu. Amri lei, my comment, what are you saying, Rabbi? Amar lehu achi kamina. I'm just giving praise. Brich rachmana, tiyov malchusa ba'ara, ke'en malchusa derakia. Praise is Hashem who sets up the heavenly Malchus similar to the earthly. V'yav l'chu shultana, and he gives you ruler, v'rachme medina, and he gives you rachmanis and din. Amru, chaviva le'yekara de'machusa kolehai. Wow, you're always thinking about God. Yavi le'kofe, they gave him a big stick. Amru le'don dina, you do whatever you want. You take care of it. Kiavi nafik, so they left. Of what? I think that he was connecting. He was connecting the Malchus, the Shulton of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shulton of Rich Rachmana, to Yav Malchusa Ba'ara Kein Malchusa Derekia.
Right,
praise is Hashem who makes you like him. Oh, meaning who is he giving him? Do you love us so much, you're saying? Okay, you guard the Machuzi, he originally praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu and them. They take it as a compliment. So they say, thank you, here's a stick. Kiavi nafik, amaleahu gavra, abid rachmana nisa l'shikri hachi. The guy says, man, you're a liar. And Leliyahu Navi came to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisa for liars. Amale, Russia, lav chamri ikru. Are an Egyptians called chamorim? D'chseva shabsar chamorim b'sarim. I didn't lie. Chazi, right? Like the, by the Akedah. Shulachem po machamor. Chazi, d'kazilamei merlehu, d'karinhu chamri. So all of a sudden, this guy turned around and was about to run after them to say that this guy called Egyptians chamorim. Amar, he says, okay, now I can't wait anymore. Hi, rodefu. Vatara amar, I'm balahargacha, hashkem lahargo. So I got to take my law into my own hands. Machi b'kofi v'katle. That was it. He killed him. Another Rambam that Achronim. This story must have been very important for the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chova L'Mazik. The Rambam says, "Mutter laharog hamoser b'chol makom va'afilu bizman hazeh she'ein don in dini nefashis." Clear. Quote in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, right, it's mutter to kill Mosrim b'chol makom v'chol zman, because they're being endangering all Klal Yisrael. Rachmana litzlan, many times in Jewish history, when this halacha was lemaisa, when somebody was endangering all of Klal Yisrael. Umutter laharga kodav sheyimsar ela kisha amar hareini Moser ploni b'gufo obin mamonu b'afilu mamon kal harei hidras molamisa v'masrin b'vomer lo al timsar imei espanav amar loki ela emsarenu mitzvah laharga v'chol kodim laharga zacha. Right, but Gemara's in Nezikin and the Babas that talk more about this. Amar, continuing, Amar Hovis Avi Linis of Haikra, since there was a nace that happened when I was darshaning this pasuk, so let me darshan it more. Lachash Magdula, the point, even though the nace happened before he started darshaning, Aliyah Navi came. But even so, it was in the same context. Lachash Magdula, Zumai Sebracious, Pray no Mer Ose Gedolos Ani Haker, Vahagvura Zuizias Mitzrayim. Yeshua stopped the sun and the moon. Like we had on Daf Nun Dalet. Remember the story about the two Mitzorayim that were outside that saw the blood. As we know, the constellations also were taken out of their normal orbit. And Malchus will only be Shalem, once Amalek is destroyed. Many of the Haftorahs on Sukkot are about Gog u'Magog. Rav Hirsch writes beautifully, I think this was in a drasha once, how Gog u'Magog, because Sukkot is the third of the Shalosh Megalim, we're thinking about Mashiach, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, but also Gog is from Gag. There's a limit, there's a separation. Gog is the opposite of a sukkah. Right, we don't have a real Gog. So Gog u'Magog are those who believe in Gog. They believe there's a separation between them and above them. We have a sukkah. We don't have any separation. L'chol l'rosh, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan, afilu reish gargirta, min shemayim manulei, even the head of the irrigation team. Any head of any team is appointed from shemayim. Bebasis otanim shei, Rabbi Akiva l'chosh, v'gdulu zukriyas yamsuf, v'gvura zumakas pechorus, v'teferi zumata Torah, v'neisach zu Yerushalayim, v'yahod zu beis hamikdash. Good. We continue. Tana Rabbanan. More brachas. Haroah bate Yisrael bi Yishuvan. If someone sees bate Yisrael bi Yishuvan, what does that mean? houses of Bnei Yisrael that were destroyed, that were now rebuilt. Omer, Baruch, Matziv, Gvul, Almana. That is the bracha. Question is, again, how lamaisa is this? There are some Rishonim that limit this. The Meiri, when he quotes this Gemara, he says, Haroa bate knesios b'Yisrael b'Yishuvan. That's what the Minog of many is, only to say this by a rebuilt shul. Others not. Others, you go to a new yeshuv. What? Ir David. You go, or many, you can definitely say this about Shemin Malchus. You know, you go to a new yeshuv that was built in a place where there was churban, and now it was built. So Omer Barak Matziv Gvul Amana. Rashi, look at the top Rashi. Kigon be yeshuv bayis sheni. Rashi says that Rashi is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Chav Dalet. That's where all these brachas are. Al Malchay Harav Bat Yisrael Biyishuvan Kigon Biyishuv Bayisheni Omer Brachato Hashem Al Kinim Al Chalam Matziv Gvul Al Mana. So Rashi quotes that. So why the big shot? Why does Rashi say that? Does this first of all only apply in Eretz Yisrael? Doesn't say that. What if you have a shul that was Nechrav in Europe, Rachman Al Itzlan, and then it was rebuilt after the war? So do you say the bracha Baruch Matziv Gvul Al Mana there? Again, another suffix. So he said the Beis Yosef, of course, V'yashu Davka Be'eretz Yisrael, B'zan Ba'yisheni, Avo B'zan Azeh, Filo Be'eretz Yisrael, Lo. The Beis Yosef lived there. He had shuls in Tzfat, right? But he says maybe it's limited to Ba'yis Hasheni. V'chei Nagua, Olam, the Mishnah Berurah now ends off, Shei Mavarchan Al Sha'ar Batim Ki'im Batei Knesios, K'shiro Osam B'yafya U'betikuna. The Eliyahu Rabba says maybe there's no difference. Again, there's many, many sfeikas, and he says B'zman Azeh always make it without Shame and Malchus. But what about the Churva Shul? The Churva Shul. So that was a shul. Just the roof was blown up. So in a chinami. But again, that's not. If according to Rashi, is it limited to Baisheni or is it maybe Lamaisa Bisman Rashi? What was going on in Eretz Yisrael at the time? So maybe Rashi's just saying then. But maybe if he would have dreamed what would happen 850 years, 900 years after he lived, so maybe he would have different. So you don't know whether Rashi's saying something halachic or something just lamaisa practical. Unclear. But either way, for sure, you could have a bracha without Shimon Malchus. But if somebody says it with Shimon Malchus, somebody has such an emotional, you know, uplifting moment, so I'm not going to argue. But Churbanan Amar Barak Dayana Emes. Rachman al-Islam, the opposite, before it's rebuilt, they say Dayana Emes. But the Ode Kochavim B'Yishuvan Omer Beis Geim Yisach Hashem should uproot this base of Avodah Zarah. So again, do you say this when you see, well, what do you hold as Avodah Zarah? Well, what happens if you go to the Kotel? Right, actually, according to Rova Poskim, mosques are not base Avodah Zarah. But let's say you go somewhere else and you see a base Avodah Zarah, right? A Knesia. So do you say the bracha? B'chorban and Omer Kelna Kamos Hashem Kelna Kamos Sofia. Ule Rav Chizavi Kazli Ba'urcha. They were going on the way. Kimatu Apischa Tebe Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi Nogad Rav Chizta Ve'islach. When they passed by the house of Rav Chana, Rav Chizta cracks and let out a groan. Omer Le Ula Am I Kamos Nachis? What are you groaning for? V'yamarav anacha shavers chatzi gufo shel adam. Groaning breaks half your body. You know, sighing and groaning. Shneimar v'yata ben adam he'anach m'shivrom asnai b'chulu. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu ko gufo shel adam. Groaning and sighing, depression. It's not good for you. Shneimar v'yaki amru elecha ama ata ne'anach v'yamarta elas shmua ki bav v'nimas kolay v'chulu. So what are you groaning for, my friend, Rav Chizda? How could I not groan? Besa, Dahavi, right? We need Rabbi Akiva there, right? He would have a good answer also. It's like his kind of Gemara, right? So he's not there. This is the Amorim. Besa, Dahavi Bashisin Afyasa Biyamama, a house that used to have 60 bakers by day, Vashisin Afyasa Balela, and 60 by night, Vyafin Lachoman Ditzarech, and they gave out bread to whoever needed, Veloshachal Yadam and Kisa, and they never took any money, to Savar, Dilma Asiani Bartovin, maybe somebody's going to come and not be able to afford it, Vyatamatu Leila Kisa Kamichsev, and when they see other people paying and they're not going to pay, they're going to be embarrassed, Visu, and this was what was here, Visu Avi Psichin Le Arba Babi Larba Ruchsa Da Alma, and all four sides they had doors, whoever went in hungry went out satiated. They used to throw out wheat and barley during famine years. They used to come in and give it so nobody had to be embarrassed. It fell out. Now it's in a pile. It's in a tail. And I'm not going to groan. You know what kind of mitzvahs were done in this house? How could I not groan? And now it's not there anymore. That's why he groaned. Amar le, he says, answers him, Amar Biochanan, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash Nigzrak Zera Batein Shal Tzadikim, Sheikh Revu. Look, if Hashem's house isn't around anymore, so how could a tzaddik's house be any better? That's a gzeira. Shneamar baaznai Hashem tzvakos imlo batim rabim l'shama yihiyu gedolim v'tovim me'ein yoshev. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, but don't worry. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachziran liyishuvam, to bring them back. Shneamar shir amalos lo David habotchim b'Hashem kahar tzion. Mahar Tzion Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahak Zero Liyishuvo Af Batein Shal Tzadikim Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahak Zero Liyishuvan. So don't worry, it's going to happen. Chazye Delomi Ashev Dati. He saw he was still upset. Still upset. Omar Le Dayo Le'eved Sheyehe Karabo. Realize, you can't be better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is not here. So too, your house cannot be better. So he says that's what one of the Achronim, the Sefer Eine Yitzchak, says. It's Imo Anochi Mitzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is also in pain. You know, your house is not here, but Dai Lavish Yikarabos, he's also in pain. That was the Nechama that he was trying to do, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was also there. Tanu Rabbanan, next bracha. Haruah Kivir Yisrael. So this bracha sometimes is printed on the outside of a cemetery. Haruah Kivir Yisrael. Omer, Baruch, Asher Yotzar, Eschem Bedin, Vizon Eschem Bedin, Shem Yikreitz, and he's Befarnis, Vechilkol Eschem Bedin, Va'afas Eschem Bedin. That's all of our life. Asher, Va'asid, Lahakim Chem Bedin, and he will raise you up, Tchias HaMesim. Marbarei, the Ravina Messiah, B'Bashay, the Rav Nachman, V'yodeya Mispar Kulchem, V'hu Asid Lahachayoschem. He knows your numbers, and he will raise you up. Baruch Mechaye HaMesim. The Tzlach points out that the Rif has the opposite girsa in two of these phrases. He has Asid Lach Yoschem and V'hu Mesaper Kolchem. What's the difference in the girsos? So says the Tzlach. Hine, Yesh Kan Chakira Gedola Va'amuka Katsar HaSeichel HaEnoshi LaHasiga. There's a big, deep discussion. And that is, there is a concept according to Ben Rishonim of Gilgul Neshamos. Gilgul Neshamos, that means there's a neshama that has a certain purpose in life, and if the purpose was not fulfilled in the first Gilgul, in the first physical body that they were in, so they'll come back again, in another person, another animal, no whatever. Some Rishonim reject this totally. Some Rishonim, the Ramban, and others believe in it. So he says it's a big shaila. By Tchias HaMesim, how is Tchias HaMesim going to happen? Is Tchias HaMesim going to happen in the last Gilgul? Or is it going to be some other way? V'neshama achas b'skalkelas pamim v'shalosh. B'chol pam ha'guf hu guf acher. He didn't guf ha'rishon. U'lasi b'tchias HaMesim. Eich yiyeh. Im kulam yakumu. O'rak ha'acharon. Asher bo nigmar. Tikun ha'neshama v'rishonim yisharu. B'tardimus ha'maves. V'lo yakisu b'tchias HaMesim. He says, that's the machlokas in the Gersos. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to count us up and then do Tchias HaMesim? Or is he going to do Tchias HaMesim first? Right, that's just the Achron, and then he's going to be Mispar Kolchem. So that will give us a riff. Vasilach Yoschem, Davar Tiber Tchila Me'atchia Ve'akach Yodei Mispar Kolchem. Hayne Mispar Neshamos Hagufo Sheyichyu. That is Ha'Achron Vashar Lo Yakisu. Okay, that's the Tzlach. If anybody's interested in that topic, right here, Gilgul Neshamos. Viter Omar. Where are we? Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Omer Busha Imchem, as we saw before. Amar Yeshua ben Levi Aros Chaver Lachar Shloshim Yom Omer Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kimanu V'Yenu L'Azman Hazeh. If somebody doesn't see their friend for 30 days, he makes this bracha. Tosfos Omer Ri Dafka Chaveru HaChaviv Alav. Only your very good friend. Avol B'Inyan Acher Lo, but not B'Inyan Acher. The Ramah says because of that Tosfos, we don't say the bracha generally without with Shem and Malchus. Because what's good friend? What's a good friend? No, we all have good friends. No, it's a real good friend. So it's unclear when you say that bracha. So again, we don't say this. Most do not say this with shame and malchus. The Chashuk Echemet, fascinating. He says, so Reuven go meet Shimon and says, oh, he loves Shimon. He says, makes the bracha. Shimon doesn't answer amen. He's like, why didn't he answer amen? He says, I heard you said Lashon Hara about me last week. Terrible. You're so happy to see me? What kind of friend is that? So is it a bracha levatala? Did he do the right thing? So he says, come on, he says, we all speak lashon hara about our friends also. He says that in fact he speaks Lashon Hara doesn't mean that he's not your good friend. It could very well be that he spoke Lashon Hara about him and he's still your good friend. So he doesn't think that's a reason not to. Anyway, interesting. La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, if you see your friend after 12 months, Omer, Baruch, Mechayei, Hameisim. Again, 2 points. Number one, this might have been in the day. The poskim discussed, this was in the day before the age of communication, when you didn't hear from somebody for a year, you didn't know if they were, what was going on with them. So, maybe only then. But nowadays, where we know people are still alive, and we would find out otherwise, maybe the bracha is not appropriate, number one. Number two, all the Bali Musar, quote this Marsha. It's pretty amazing. This is our first shiur that we're having after Yom Kippur, right, for this cycle. The Marsha says right here, the bracha is only said if you haven't seen somebody since before the previous Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's why you say Mechayim Esim. Because everything was on the line on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And you see somebody after this meeting, so 12 months is not true. If you see somebody today that you didn't see for 2 weeks, you say the bracha. And Lahefech, if you see somebody in an Ibur Yar within 12 months, but not after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then you will not say the bracha. So he said it's all totally on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the Marsha right here. Unbelievable. Amar Rav. A mace is only forgotten from an alev after 12 months. Period. This line plays a role for the Maram Shik. We like to quote it every 4 years. The Maram Shik says that in an Ibur Yar, which is next year will be an Ibur Yar. So not this coming summer, but the following summer. Maram Shik says, you got to make sure to listen closely to Parshas Kiseitse. Why? Because there's going to be 13 months in between every Parsha Zachar, in between the two Parsha Zachars, and therefore, it's too long. And the did is, mace is forgotten after 12 months, so to Amalek. And you have to remember it. Chazal said once every 12 months, so you don't forget it. So that's the Maram Shik says, that's the Chumar of the Maram Shik, the Kiseitse, in an Ibur Yar, Shanamu Beres, one has to have Kavana. The only problem is, most Achronim don't say like him, even his Rebbe, the Sam Sofer, the Rebbe of the Maram Shik, has a tshuva where he says, no, of course not. First of all, what, nobody in the past 1,000 years ever thought of this before you? That there are Shanim Uberes and it's 13 months. Number one. Number two, says the Chassam Sofer, and other Achronim point out, what does it mean, mace is forgotten? What, everything is forgotten? What, after 12 months, I forget my learning. A year from today, we're all going to forget Brachas Nunches. What does that mean, after 12 months? No. Look at Rashi. It means items that are on their way inherently to being forgotten. A lost, where does this come up? A lost item or somebody who died. Those two are, we're misyayish on them naturally. It's not like all information, you know, falls out of our brain after 12 months. No. It's items that naturally are nishtakech. That's what the Gemara is talking about after 12 months. But like a mitzvah, or like Amalek, who says? We could remember last year's Parsha Zachar. So therefore, Rov Achronim assume that one does not have to be machmir in this regard, even though it says 12 months. One final point related to this line, and that is the first Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchas Avelus quotes that there was a minhag then to do Hakamas Matseva, what we call an unveiling on the first yard site. On the first yard site, because of this Gemara. 12 months, and the Matseva is there to help you remember the person, so that's why it's 12 months. Rav Schechter quotes this Rabbi Kiva Eger on the first page of Nefesh HaRav. Because the first Nefesh HaRav, the first of the three volumes, came out a year after on the first yard site, after the Rav was Nifter, so he quotes this Rabbi Kiva Eger, that this is the Rav's Matseva. Right? This is the Sefer of the Rav's Matseva, Rav Salvatrix Matseva. Okay. Rav Papa Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Avi Kazli Barucha, they were walking, Paglubei, Rabbi Chanina, Bered Rav Ika, they met him, Amru Lei, Bahadi de Chazinach, Barichinen Alach Tarti. Oh, we're going to make two rabbis met one rabbi. So they say to him, we're going to make two brachas. Baruch Asher Chalak Mechach, Masoli Rei, Avashachianu. We haven't seen you in a month, and we're making the bracha on the Gadol Ador. Omer lehu ananami, but I'm going to do one better. Kiva dechazit tinchu chashvat tinchu ilavei kishisin riva in Beis Yisrael. You're like, it's as if I'm seeing 600,000 Jews. You are so chashiv to me. Ubarchina aleichu tlasa hanachtarti ubaruch acham arazim. He went out on a limb. Omru lei chakimas kulei hai. Wow, you are so wise. Then you have a very difficult line, Yahavu Beinayhu Vishachiv. Somehow he died very soon after that story. Right? Unclear exactly what the message is for this Gemara. It could be one of these Ayin Hara. He brought a lot of attention to himself by going out and giving a risky type of psak in public, which generally was not accepted. Either way, there might be a lot more to the story than that's here. But again, that could be one of the messages. If somebody has a unique psak, maybe one shouldn't publicize it so much. Al sayin hara. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Other brachos. Haroa es habaha kanim. Somebody sees a spotted person. Omer Baruch Mishana Habrius. Mishana Habrius. Meisve, is that really true? Says the Tosefta. Ros Akushi. Somebody sees a very black person. Somebody who's not supposed to be black, I would say. Not a naturally black person. But somebody it's something unusual. Ves HaGichar, or a red person. Ves HaLafkan, a white person. Ves HaKipeach, somebody who's a, what does a Kipeach here mean? So Rashi says either he has a very large, unusual stomach compared to his height, or he's very tall. One of them. Ves HaNanas, or a midget. Ves HaDarnikos, what's a Darnikos? Again, on the Aruch says something, His limbs are out of proportion. Omer Baruch Mishana Sabrius. But if he says Es Hakiteya, somebody whose hands are chopped off, Es Asuma, Ves Ptuye Harosh, also his head is not the right shape, Ves Achiger, amputated legs, Ves Abuka Shchid, Ves Abakanim, Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmes. So you see the Baakanim, right? It's Dayan HaEmes. You don't see Mishana Sabrius. Lokasha Habmeimo Habasu this Yalon. Well, when did it happen? If he was born that way, you're not going to say Dayan HaEmes, because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you're going to say Mishana Abrius. If it happened later, you can say Dayan HaEmes. Dekanami, Dektani, Dumya, Dekiteya Shlamina. It's similar to those. Again, all the postgame here discuss. Oh, 2 points. Number one, the Ritva here quotes the Ravid, who says that you only say these brachas if you have a certain hargosha of Dayan HaEmes when you see these. Right? If you have a certain, you're elated, or you're so Mishana Abrius. Right? But if you don't see that, then you don't say it for sure, not with Shem and Malchus. The postgame talk about, actually, let's wait and do the next point. Tanu Rabbanan. Haroa es peel. Somebody sees an elephant. I saw elephants yesterday. So this Gemara in Yonah the Yoma. I was preparing. Kof. Vekipof. Omer Baruch Mishana Sabrius. So there are articles written about brachas that you should make or you shouldn't make when you go to a zoo. It could be that these brachas are only made when you like never saw an elephant in your life. But now we always see elephants. I mean, you see it in pictures, you see it in books. We all know what they look like. So again, generally, many of these brachas are not said with Shem and Malchus. Though there might be people out there. Ari Zivotofsky has an article about brachas at the zoo. Get it online. But also, the Pilko, all the Mar Makom was quoted there. Pilko for Kipov. Omer Baruch Mishan Es Abrius. Mishan Abrius again. What if you go to the circus? Right, you see certain animals doing unusual actions. Rabrius Tobas Vilonas Tobas Omer Baruch Shakachalo Bolamo. Hashem did this, it is Olam. V'yala Zikin, just 2 more minutes. My Zikin, what is Zikin? Right, the Mishnah said back in the beginning of the Parak, Zikin, you say Osam Asabracious. So, a couple of opinions, we'll do the first two. Amar Shmuel, or the first three, we'll see how far. Amar Shmuel, Kochva de Shabit, a shooting star. V'yamar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Nehirin li Shvili de Shmai, ki Shvili de Narada. The heavenly roads are as clear to me as the roads of Narada, where he was the Rav. Levar, Mikochva de Shabit. Except for a shooting star. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know exactly what's happening there in the astrology. V'gemiri d'lovar kisla. But I know it never passes kisla, which is a constellation. V'yavar kisla, if it would, chariv ba'alma, the world would be destroyed. V'haka chazida d'avar ay, we see that it passes kisla. Zivya, ziveha hu d'avar, umischazi ki d'avar hiu. No, it didn't pass. Just the shine of it appears that it went past, but it didn't go past. That is one opinion of what is Zikin. Number two, let's just do this one, and then we'll stop. Rav Huda bar Yehuda v'Yishua Amar Vilon Hundu B'Kareya U'Mechzi Nahara D'Rakia. It's a certain opening, certain shining in heaven that one sees. Just one more line. Rav Ashi Amar Atherb Shach Kochvahu. It's a star. D'Aka Mehagisa D'Kisla V'Chazi Le'Lechavre Mehakisa. It starts moving, and then another constellation sees it on the other side. U'Mivis and is scared. Not literally means scared. It just means that's the way they are affect each other. Umechzi command to offer and appears as if it goes to the other side. Semicolon. Now we're going to get into some constellation issues, which will continue tomorrow. There's one final line. Shlomo Zalman, Dr. Abraham quotes Shlomo Zalman, who says that every single line of the Gemara teaches us something. Every single line teaches us something, and sometimes we don't realize. So he says, he brought this line as a raya. Why does Shmuel say that I know the constellations as well as I know the streets of Narada? Just say I know the constellations. What do you mean like the streets of Narada? So he's telling you a halacha. If somebody works for Hatzalah, if somebody's a medical emergency personnel, they have to study the maps.
of their town. They have to know the map's code because they have to get there quickly. Emergency. And they can't just rely on the GPS. They can't. They have to know it. They have to study the map. That's a halacha. So he says, you know that from here. Shmuel was a doctor. He says, I know the heavenly streets like I know the streets of Pumbedisa. Because I know the streets of Pumbedisa, says Shmuel. Because he's the doctor. He was the head of EMS in Pumbedisa. But he said, that's what you learn from that Gemara. You think it's just a nice Gemara, but he said, you learn halacha from there. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Hashem on Sunday. Beth Hashem, Monday, I hope to get Monday's daf, I hope to get up sometime on Sunday, because it's not up. We'll see Chalamot exactly what the schedule is. But we'll try, we'll take it day by day. Okay, have a good Shabbos. And again, we thank the sponsors. Today's sponsors were Eddie and Batya Jacobs in honor of their upcoming marriage of their daughter Nomi to Dariel. We thank them. And Lezecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael Olinsky, and Chaim Abba ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman. And again, keep in mind, starting from next Friday, the daf will be offered exclusively on OU.org under the Daf Yomi site. It'll be there by the Shabbat each morning.